Hello, it's Friday and it is time for some German lessons with Angelika, and we're live on Facebook. Facebook is the place we're live. If you're watching the replay on Angelika's YouTube channel, welcome. If you've ever got any questions about the German language, Angelika, just ask Angelika. And we'll be live in 30 seconds. That's about it, really. Okay, so countdown clock is going. We're scurrying around behind the scenes. And when the clock finishes, we shall appear magically in front of you. I don't think we've used this clock for a while, have we?
No, we haven't.
Right, okay.
Oh, we can count. Fünf, vier, drei. and that's it.
And we're here, and we're going to go here. Hello, Angelika.
Hello, Stephen.
It's good to see you.
Right. It is even better to see you. But normally, we say this when we're not on screen yet, so it's nice to actually say it when we're on screen.
It is. Right, would you like to explain about today's topic?
Yes, people, if you've seen the title, you probably think, what's going on there? We've been doing in season five, we've been doing sort of some practical German sentences and phrases for particular topics. And today's is for pregnancy and childbirth. And it's actually very personal. No, I'm not pregnant. And no, I haven't given birth to any children. I'm a bit too old for that. But I am a grandmother. Ich bin Oma. And what made me think of this topic was that obviously once the baby was born, I wanted to talk to my mum, who still lives in Germany, who now is eine Ur-Oma, a great-grandmother. There were the odd one or two words I actually had to look up because I thought, I can't remember, or I don't know what this is in German. So I thought this might actually be a nice topic. So I've chosen 10 sentences. They're all sentences the father of the baby might want to or need to tell a German person, a German relative or German friend. So they wouldn't need all of those sentences, but maybe the odd one or two. So that's today's topic.
Excellent. And we say, just a minute, welcome to the show. And this is Ask Angelika, Practical German for Pregnancy and Childbirth, Season 5, Episode 23. We'll take that card down and we should be side by side. So, yep. As we should be. I'm just going to shrink a bit. That's about right, isn't it?
God, if only we could do this in real life. Do with losing a bit of weight. Can you just shrink me a little bit?
It would be helpful. Right, the way this works, simple and straightforward. Angelika has put together 10 sentences in German. I will read them. Angelika will correct my pronunciation, and then together we'll translate them. If you're watching live or on the replay, you can read the German out too. We can't hear you, so you can make as many mistakes as you like. And we're going to start with sentence one. Wir erwarteten ein Baby.
Oh, no, that's a good start. Not your fault. It's my fault. I've turned this into a past tense sentence, but I meant a present tense sentence. Wir erwarten ein Baby. We've got one T and one E too many. But that's not your fault. That was my fault. That's better. Phew. Wir erwarten ein Baby.
Wir erwarten ein Baby. Now, warten is to wait, or erwarten. I'm going to say expect.
Yeah.
And this is purely from the point of view of sentences. We're not giving you information about us.
No, none of these are sentences that you would say or you have said in the last few years.
quite a few years ago. 44 years, to be exact. Translation is, we're expecting a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Phrase number two. And as you said earlier, this is something the partner would be saying about his wife
or girlfriend. Partner. Yeah.
Yeah. Meine Frau ist im Dreinen. Oh, I've got a mental block about this now. Dritten Monat schwanger.
Yeah, meine Frau ist im dritten Monat schwanger. Obviously, we can change the three into im vierten Monat, fünften, sechsten, siebten, achten, neunten. I don't think we need the first two because normally people don't say that they're pregnant in the first 2 months.
And hello, if you're watching us live, as I say, you can actually read the sentences with us. I'll read the sentences, Angelica will correct me, and then we'll do the translation. So, meine Frau is my wife, is... And schwanger is pregnant, and so my wife is 3 months pregnant.
Yeah. So in German, we're actually saying is in the third month pregnant, but we would say 3 months pregnant.
Okay. Phrase three. Wir haben uns für eine natürliche Geburt entschieden.
Yeah.
Entschieden.
No, you were right first time. Entschieden. Wir haben uns für eine natürliche Geburt entschieden.
Right. We have opted for a natural birth.
Yep.
See.
I mean, these are sort of standard phrases that fathers or expecting fathers would say. Or some of these, obviously, the mothers would say as well. This one could have been from either of them.
Okay. Verse four. Die Mama hat während der Geburt sehr geholfen.
Die Hebamme hat während der Geburt sehr geholfen.
I need to put my glasses on. I saw that end. I have no idea. Was ist Hebamme?
Hebamme is a very important person when it comes to pregnancy and birth, which is the midwife.
It seems the German way of doing things is to put two nouns together to make a longer noun.
Not in this case. This is just one word. There's not two words in there.
I thought you'd taken mid and wife and put those together.
No, but actually looking at it now that you said that, heb could be short for heben, which is to lift, to pick up, and amme. I think is that doesn't quite fit because Amma is a woman who feeds breastfeeds a baby, but it is not hers. So that doesn't quite work. But there may be a connection, something like this. I don't know. But it's not a midwife. I could question you now. Why is this woman called a wife when she's not married?
Well, she's not the wife in the sense of being married. It's a wife in the sense of, well, I don't know. We'll have to check that out.
So okay. It's not always the German that's weird. Sometimes it may be the English.
Right. Geholfen is to help. The midwife helped during the birth.
Yeah, you just missed out the sehr geholfen. She's helped a lot.
Okay. So the translation of phrase four is, the midwife helped a lot during the birth. Press five.
This is the only long sentence.
Wrong sentence?
No, the only really long sentence.
Oh, well, it still fits.
Yeah.
It's on screen. We've got it all on screen.
Yeah.
Leider gab es während der Geburt einige Komplikationen.
Yeah. Well done. Leider gab es während der Geburt einige Komplikationen.
Unfortunately, leider. During the birth, there was a complication.
There were some complications, yeah. This is plural. Einige, some Komplikationen. So some complications.
Yeah. I mean, this is a case where the German word is very similar to the English word.
Complication. It's nice and easy to recognize, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Unfortunately, there were some complications during the birth. Is the translation? Phrase six. Es war eine Zangengeburt. Zangen. Oh, can you say it properly?
Es war eine Zangengeburt.
Zang. Sangen, two words. Okay, I don't have a clue.
Well, sanga is like a tongue, and not, I don't mean the tongue in your mouth. Tongue, sorry. I'm just thinking of the ones when you pick up your bread rolls from the bakery. That may give you a little hint. Of course, that's not what it is, but it's a Zangengeburt is a forceps birth.
Thank you. It's a forceps birth. Phrase 7. Das Baby kam per Kaiserschnitt.
Mm-hmm. Das Baby kam per Kaiserschnitt. Keyword there is Kaiserschnitt.
Kaiser is a general.
Well, no, Kaiser is an emperor, but that doesn't quite make sense. But yeah, it comes sort of from the a Kaiser in the olden days. It would have been a Caesar.
Ah, Caesarian.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. You've got the connection. So the baby was born by Caesarian section.
Yeah.
Phrase 8. That's a short word, isn't it? Die Geburtsvorbereitungskurse haben uns gut vorbereitet.
Yeah. Die Geburtsvorbereitungskurse haben uns gut vorbereitet.
Okay, Geburt is birth.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and break this word down. Before?
Not quite. Vorbereitung,
That
whole bit, is preparation.
Preparation for the course of preparation for birth.
Mm-hmm.
Kurse is course. The course of
courses. Kurse is courses.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Yes.
You could actually literally translate it. The birth preparation courses.
The birth preparation courses had prepared us. Have prepared us well.
Yeah. Except in England, at least. I don't know about the US, but in England, we don't call them birth preparation courses. We call them, or sometimes we may even, I don't know, antenatal classes.
That's what I was looking for. That word is somewhere. Right. Okay. Antenatal classes prepared as well. Phrase 9.
See, this is all vocabulary that we don't use anymore. That's why it's really tricky to think in a foreign language about it.
Die Geburt meines Kindes war eine unvergessliche Erfahrung.
Yeah, die Geburt meines Kindes war eine unvergessliche Erfahrung. That sentence we could have said as well if we talked about when we had children ourselves. Any parent could say that, right, no matter how long ago the birth was.
True. I was there. I was there for Paul. I was there for James. So,
yeah, so you could have said that. That could have been a sentence about Paul and James, despite the fact that this is a while ago.
Well, that was a while ago. It was a while ago, yes. The birth of my child was an unforgettable experience.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to tell you, I don't actually read these or translate them beforehand, so this is all live, and if you're not impressed, I am.
It's a good guess, isn't it? Because you have a pretty good idea what somebody might say, and that's the sort of thing people would say.
True. Mutter und das Baby sind wohlauf.
Yeah, Mutter und das Baby sind wohlauf. Sometimes people just say Mutter und Kind sind wohlauf.
Mm-hmm. And wohlauf ist?
It's a word I actually only know from this sentence. I'm not sure whether you use it anywhere else. It just means that they're doing well.
There we are. That's translation. Mother and baby are doing well.
Yeah.
Right.
My child are doing well. So either.
Yeah. Right. Now what we're going to do is we're going to do a reprise, and Angelica will read the German sentences perfectly, and I will do my best at the English. So we're going to go back to beginning to phrase one.
Wir erwarten ein Baby. Not us.
Okay, we're expecting a baby. No, we're not, but you know what I mean.
Meine Frau ist im dritten Monat schwanger.
My wife is 3 months pregnant.
Wir haben uns für eine natürliche Geburt entschieden.
This is definitely a case where the English is shorter than the German.
Yeah.
We opted for a natural birth. Phrase 4.
Die Hebamme hat während der Geburt sehr geholfen.
And we learned that Hebamme is midwife. Midwife helped during the birth. Phrase 5.
Leider gab es während der Geburt einige Komplikationen.
Unfortunately, there were some complications during the birth. Phrase 6.
Es war eine Zangengeburt.
It was a forceps birth. Phrase 7.
Das Baby kam per Kaiserschnitt.
The baby was born by cesarean section. And we learned something. We learned that Kaiser is the equivalent of emperor, which is Caesar. So that's how they got to cesarean section. Okay. Phrase 8.
Die Geburtsvorbereitungskurse haben uns gut vorbereitet.
You said that well. The antenatal class has prepared us well. Phrase 9.
Die Geburt meines Kindes war eine unvergessliche Erfahrung.
Phrase 9. The translation, the birth of my children was an unforgettable experience. And phrase 10.
Mutter und das Baby sind wohlauf.
Mother and baby are doing well. And now is the time, because we're talking about children, I'm going to hide myself. I'm still here, and I'm going to bring this on screen. Angelika, it's over to you to talk about basic German for children.
Yes, I thought that was very quite appropriate. Although, having said that, if you are in the situation that you are expecting a baby or you've just had a baby, that child will be a little bit too young for the course. But I have got an online course which teaches young children some basic German. I mean, I think you can probably start when the child is 2 years old, up to maybe seven, sort of early primary school age or late nursery school age. And the good thing, of course, is with online courses, if you find anything is a bit too hard, you just leave it for a while and come back to it. I've designed it. It's got about, I think it's 11 topics, and each topic follows the same pattern. There is an introductory video for the parents, which teaches the parents the sentences. Just in case, I mean, if you're fluent in German, obviously you don't need the learning of the sentences, but also it tells you what you can do with your child to reinforce things and whatever else is available. There is a video for the child to watch. And when I made the course at the time, I had help from a six-year-old who tried out the resources. So, and we recorded some of that as well. So you can actually see how we used resources and how we practiced, like the colors or the numbers or things like how old are you and all things like this. And there are also some worksheets and some games and things like this if a child is a bit older. Obviously, a two-year-old won't be able to do much with a worksheet, but they're there anyway. So I thought that might be quite appropriate to talk about today.
I agree. I mean, the thing is that the younger you are when you start learning a language, the easier you take it to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right, so there you have it. You'll find on Angelica's website details of this and every single course and book that Angelica has done over recent years. Mm-hmm. Right, well, that was Ask Angelica, Practical German for Pregnancy and Childbirth, Season 5, Episode 23. Angelica, what are we doing next?
I have got no idea yet.
Okay. Right.
It will be a surprise, maybe to both of us. I don't know yet. No, it won't be a surprise to me because I will have prepared for it. We'll do something nice.
Yeah. I look forward to it. And to everybody who's been watching, do you want to say final words today?
Yeah, thank you for watching. Whether it's was live now or whether you're watching it on replay. And until we do Ask Angelica episode 24, it's just for me.
Unsurprisingly, shoes from here.